You know, when you spend some time, you know, there are a billion and one ways to get to start the show. There are 1 million ways to start the show. And then you come on and you're like, okay, let me get this on. You're super excited, you know. I think that's the best time where you just go with the flow, right? I'm telling you, I think that's what you should do. Well, it's a great day, and it's a very beautiful day. It's a day, a very special day for me as a person, a very special day for us. I'm talking about my humble co-host on the show. And as we proceed on the show, we'll know why it is special. For those who are following us on social media, you already have an idea of what this gentleman probably we're talking about. Yes. And that's why we are going to start the show today by remembering together. Yeah, I know that a lot of you would be like, okay, remembering together. Okay, is it like we're going throwback or flashback? Whatever back. You know, I decided to take time out to talk about this today, and I'm sure that my co-host would agree with me. It's because sometimes we don't know the blessing that we have to have the ability to remember things. No. See. Just think about your life. Say you forget everything. Everything about you, you know, when you were born, you know, growing up. I remember, because the truth is, you'll be as good as dead if you cannot remember. And then remembering is also something that, even though we have the ability to memorize, you know, happenings, thoughts and things. In fact, some scientists will say that our brain has something like a jukebox, you know, some kind of playlists that even record songs and then play the songs back to you. So in case you wonder why sometimes one song will be playing in your head, you'll be like, this song has been playing in my head, though. It seems God is telling me something. It may not, it's not all the time that it's God. Let me not say God does not talk to people through songs, but it may not be God all the time. Sometimes it might just be your brain's jukebox replaying some songs that it has recorded and stored in your memory. And that means, yes, we have the ability as human beings to memorize and remember, to memorize things. So it is also our responsibility sometimes to take deliberate efforts to remember. So today, on the radio show, we all are going to remember together. And the first remembrance we're going to do is the fact that we're going to start with you. Can you remember what happened to you this day, this particular day, last year? Let's just say last year. Anything? Do you bother about things keeping? Do you have a diary? Do you remember things? Do you keep things? You know? Let me also mention that the importance of remembering cannot be overemphasized. Anybody who is forgetting things lately, maybe it's a forgetful year, and then you forget things lately, they'll be like, Collins, tell them, they don't know. Me that I can agree with somebody tomorrow, and then by today, I forget everything about the agreements. Some people actually are going through that particular state of their life. So the importance of remembering, you know, going back memory lane is very key. And most importantly, I like to do it in a very healthy way. You know, Andrea always tell me that one of the ways to get yourself, to get the purest form of yourself is when you get to remember when you were a child. And I agree with that, because the truth is, that's when you're poor, you're pure, you're, you know, they've not been influenced in any way. And that's exactly why we're going to remember together today. Well, Wednesday is our Techie Talk Day, and we decided to kickstart this way just so we can, you know, lay the foundation of remembering. Because on Techie Talk also, we'll be remembering together. Our first mobile phone. We're asking you to share with us your first mobile phone, the first mobile phone you got. How much did you buy it? You know, things like that. There's so many questions around there. I would also take time to talk about, you know, mobile phones, that what they have evolved to become in our lives and how they affect our lives positively or negatively. We talk about, you know, things like addictions and a couple of other things. So that will be our main talk on Techie Talk from half past the hour of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have my better half, in the real sense of it, my co-hosts, legendary, super talented, sweet looking, beautiful, loving again. talented again. Blessed. Andrea.
Thank you.
Adobe.
Thank you.
Joining now.
Thank you.
Man, how do you feel this morning, by the way?
I'm having mixed feelings at the moment.
Okay.
I feel a lot. I mean, too many things.
So many things at the same time. I know.
I'm quite emotional right now. My baby is one.
Yes. Yes.
I'm very emotional. Trust me. It's just bringing back memories. Like,
memories.
That particular day, what actually went down, how I kept saying, oh, it's perfect. Men, I can't do this again, men. You know, and the doctor started calling me men.
So, oh boy!
Looking at him now, I'm like, wow, it was all worth it. It was worth it.
I mean, I can't lie that, you know, sometimes I just want to look at you and say, man, you're a strong woman. You're a great woman.
Thank you.
Because I know the whole process. I know what happened. And sometimes it takes a man. You know, seeing somebody maybe you're in love with, somebody, your wife, having a child, for you to really understand what women really go through. From the pregnancy period, I learned. that way, making my, you know, all those kind of things. You know, I'm the man. I got to realize that, man, you are no man without the woman, because you could not explain. How do you tell that a human being is growing from within your... I know men, they take beer anyhow. Their belly just... this is my belly. I started again. This is my belly.
Like feeling every move, the kick, the hiccups, you know.
His breath.
His breath. I remember towards the last trimester, last month in the last trimester, I remember when I could feel him breathing. I was like, Jesus, is this my child? Is he breathing? You know, it's amazing. It's really amazing. Trust me.
I'm sure before long you'd have a complete book, or maybe, you know, give us an opportunity to you. Maybe
into
your YouTube
world?
Space.
Yeah.
So you can share with us that experience. I can't wait.
Absolutely.
But congratulations to you.
Congratulations to you too.
Great. So guys, it's a celebration. Thank you.
It is.
A celebration day. And we're remembering
for
together.
For the techers, yes. It's a celebration day for the techers.
You can join the celebration.
You can join the celebration if you like.
If you want to be there, if you like Zintanta, before you do it, go on our social media and check out how this boy looks at one. So, ladies and gentlemen, now you know, we're remembering together. She just took us down memory lane this day in history.
Yeah.
When she was in the hospital and she was saying, man, it's painful, man. She said, it's painful. You know, the irony is, you'd be saying, like, Collins, where were you? I wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Yeah.
So, apparently, apparently it happened in a family hospital that was far away from home.
Yeah.
And, I couldn't be there because I had to be at work to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Yeah, and that's true, actually. You had to be here.
I had to be at work. And I gave you a bit of the story of how that I was driving, I had an accident, my silencer got broken. You thought I didn't make up that story. The guys, the Agbero guys that were there that carried the silencer for me this day, it was the eve of when this boy was born. They were negotiating with me on the way. My brother, there's a lot of stories. We're remembering together. We're thanking God. We're celebrating life.
Yeah.
And we want you to join in the celebration.
Absolutely. Not to forget, it's Techie Talk as well.
Yep.
Yeah, I really do like today's question, because I remember my dad's very first phone was Triumph, I think.
Okay.
Yes. And how that phone did not last for a month is one thing my dad... That made me realize how marriage is. You just have to... whatever it is, you just have to take it, you know, in good faith. So
okay.
How he did not use that phone for more than a month was my mom's fault.
Oh.
Now, he bought this phone. Everybody was so excited about the phone. Mm-hmm. Like, yay, we have phone in our house. My mom, you know, was so excited about it.
Yeah.
So I really don't know where he kept the phone.
Hmm.
But my mom sat on the phone.
Wow.
And as she sat on the phone, the screen broke. And that was how our almighty triumph. Everybody was happy.
Hey.
Oh my God. My dad was devastated. Like, he didn't know if he should scream at her or, you know, he was just confused looking at the woman like...
You didn't know what to do. What can you do?
You know,
I've been in that position many times. You've not been in that position many times.
I know.
You know what?
I know, actually. We can be overbearing sometimes. Yeah, but you know, I felt it. I felt that he actually could not do anything. But yeah, that was our first phone. The first phone I ever saw with my two eyes.
Was it the one that had antenna?
Mobile phone. Yes, it did. Very small, tiny looking phone.
The ones that made people call mobile phones handsets. Because it was a hand. It was a set to the hand.
Yeah, it was a set to the hand. But
very big.
Triumph wasn't so big.
It wasn't big, okay.
It wasn't big. It was a very tiny, portable-looking phone with the antenna. Yeah,
all right.
I remember.
Great. My first phone was in 2004. I remember vividly. I was in secondary school. Yeah. Mm. That's I just fed GC that time. And they tried one dry time again.
Okay.
So... let me tell you, the phone was not working. It was actually a case. I bought a case, ladies and gentlemen. It was a Motorola phone that looked very sleek. That small Motorola.
Mm.
You know, I bought the phone. It wasn't working. The screen was there. It didn't come on. And the guy lied to me that it was second hand. We should buy a new phone. You know how much a new phone costs. Mm. You know, the guy lied to me that it will work. That it's a charger. As soon as we get the charger. You know, charger and phone those days, 2004. It's not a long time, so when I say those days, charger used to be very expensive, and most people can relate to this. And I remember I held that phone so much respect, everyone. I never made a phone call with that phone for 1 year.
Are you serious?
Because where is the charger? It wasn't working.
Wow.
The guy said the battery is dead. You know, these chargers are not available, you know. And that was my story. But I was happy because my guys used to borrow the phone to post, to snap picture. Or take it, you hang it by, you have a case here to go and woo babe and in the secondary school and all. So, man, it's great memory, all right?
Yeah, it is.
And that's exactly what we're asking you. What was your first mobile phone?
Yeah.
As we gradually also get into talking about mobile phone addiction.
Yeah, it's interesting that majority of, you know, this new generation don't exactly have that experience of what phones used to look like. I remember I saw a video. Now, this is not the mobile phone. Mm-hmm. I know we were talking about mobile phone, but I remember I saw a video of this parent who was trying to, you know, teach or ask the child to use an ancient kind of phone.
The landline.
Exactly. Now, this is not a normal landline that you can just, you know, punch the numbers. The one that you have to circle go around, you know. And this child was confused, like, how do I do this? How does it work? He was trying to punch the numbers, but nothing was happening. And he was like, what is happening here? Daddy, teach me how to do this stuff. So it's amazing that, you know,
how time flies.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in no time, the mobile phones that we're using right now will go extinct.
Absolutely. I look forward to a time where we just have like some kind of hologram kind of phone. You just press a button on your hand and then the phone will just appear.
It comes up and you'll see like who you're talking to.
And they say, hey, what's up now? Where are you? It's already
Harry Danger.
Harry Danger has been giving us some ideas.
Yeah.
All right. So guys, it's time for you to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to talk. But remember to also give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood.
Yes, and not to forget to scream WhatsApp Lega.
And a lot of conversations are going on in town. We heard that the government is trying to put CCTV somewhere.
CCTV.
I'm going to be like, if I slap you. When I heard it, I was just like, if I slap government, if I give the hand.
I'm not even worried. Sincerely speaking, I'm not exactly worried about the government putting that. I'm not worried for the government. How do I put this now? It's not the government I have problem with. I have problem with the people.
Okay, how?
Because now let me use a typical example. I remember I saw a video on social media and... I don't know if it was an NGO that, you know, had to put some
maybe a good Samaritan. Okay.
Had to put some covering on, you know, the drainage, this iron covering. This metal. And a day after that was done, You know, Iron Condemn.
Oh, those will go.
Oh my God.
That will hit.
They went there and picked every single thing.
Hi.
Now, nothing was left there. Now, my problem is it that they don't understand that that thing is for their own benefit?
They were going
to
sell it.
They went to sell this aisle. Now, my worry with that CCTV is the fact that we would find our own Nigerians, you and I, will go there and losing this camera and go and sell it.
Because they're hungry.
Is that the excuse?
But it's not an excuse. But here's the point. The government that wants to do CCTV, the police, have they increased their salary? Have they increased their salary? Or is it that are we mumuni? Or what's going on here? I don't understand. Do you know what an average police
don't
officer
break
earns?
The table.
Okay, sorry.
Easy.
But CCTV house, how?
But it's a good step, you know?
To check bandits.
The plate numbers, you can check the person's face, you can just, you know, zoom in. Not used to watch cyber.
Let me give a simple idea, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Get a number of drones and fly them around to check the roads.
Mm.
That's what people are saying. That's what they do.
You're smart.
Get drones and check on the road. You want to plant CCTV on a tree? Anyways, please, let's just leave that and find out what Lagos has to say.
Absolutely.
This morning. Hey!
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life!
Yes.
You are the first caller.
Yes.
Welcome. Oh
yes,
my, oh my. How do you do?
I'm fine, how you do?
Yes, we're great.
Andre, congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to your son, Jane.
Thank you.
Oh my, oh my. So who do we have this morning? Quickly, because we need to go on a break now.
This is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel! Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from, Emmanuel? Oh, Emmanuel seems to be on the road, but hey, what a good way to start. That was a lot of energy.
Absolutely.
Now it's time to take a break, right?
Yeah, of course. We have to go on a short break at this moment. Just stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Let's talk.
Only some little OGs who understand the sound and why it's very emotional right here, right now. It reminds me of one of those ringtones. I don't know. Which was your favorite ringtone, the old ringtone that you look at? You remember this?
I do, absolutely.
Oh my. So we're talking about...
And I'm sure that a lot of people too can remember that particular ringtone.
Okay. Maybe as we proceed, we'll get to play more of them. Mm-hmm. But that one has a lot of... It was one of the very first vocal, you know, sound that you could get from a mobile phone. You know, smartphone.
Something that sounded like a music.
Yes, I
you
mean
know, like a real song.
Song.
Right? Not...
We're talking about before the days... of infrared, or now these phones don't come out to it. This was like the early Nokias that had light screen, color screen. You know, the screen before used to be black and white for most of the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. And this wasn't long ago. This 2006, 7, thereabout. How life flies. Oh boy.
All right, to call us up, but let's hear what was your very first phone?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Your very first mobile phone.
Oh, okay. Now, Mr. Chikes Moses, or Cheeks Moses, however you pronounce that, I hope, on Twitter says, "What's up, Lagos? My first phone was a Motorola C113. And this was in 2006, you say. What's up, Lagos? Thank you for that tweet. A lot of people on Nokia here.
Okay, this is who now? Daggy says, well, mine was Nokia 6230. Back then, I was a very big boy.
6230. Now, bros, you go be. Oh, man, that's...
Okay. So,
Francisco.
It says multi-links.
Yes, so... My phone was 2007. Multi-links with big antenna.
Yeah, there's multi-links. Yeah, you know, I think I remember.
It was a Nokia also. Oh, boy.
Let's see. This is from Derek Titus. Derek Titus says, my first mobile phone was Nokia 110. Mm-hmm. It was given to me by my auntie, but later my uncle collected it from me, saying I'm too young to use a phone. All right, and that was in 2009. He was 17.
And he said, did he pay now?
You go pay now.
Uncle, what do you mean by too young to call the phone?
Billionaire Gang says, triumph.
Yeah. Oh, man. A lot of interesting remembering here. Mm. Hmm. Okay, guys, we're still asking you. Let's get back to the phone calls. And here, as we proceed, also, okay, we can take this now. Let's see.
Hello?
Okay, we're trying to fix that call. As soon as the screen is clear, we'll be ready to bring it live.
Yeah.
On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. And if you're calling us live... it's 0700-993-993-993.
Yeah, not to forget that you should tell us how you're feeling this morning.
Uh-huh.
Please, let us know. Let's feel your feeling.
let's feel your feeling
this morning.
All right, Sunday is from Bariga calling now. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Acoustic. Yes! Yes!
Oh, yes!
Cheers to life! Cheers to life! Oh, my, oh, my.
How do you feel?
I'm fine. I'm very well. You can you see the way I'm screaming.
Yes.
Yes.
Sunday. Wow.
Colin, good morning.
Good morning to you. How's Bariga this morning?
Bariga is very fine. Cool, calm, and quiet. Mm-hmm. Everything is fine.
Great.
My first, this thing,
mobile phone
was Nokia 6610.
Nokia 6610, okay.
Yeah, that used to make... And what happened was that when I went to work, I mean, they stole the phone at Oshodi-Oke. So that was how I lost the phone. Even if you climb a three stories building, five stories building, and you drop the phone, all you need to do is to go down
and pick it up.
In fact, up till today, I'm still, nothing depends till today.
I'm telling you. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Sunday. Yes! Yes!
Bad boy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's actually very true. The fact that you throw your phone and then nothing will happen. But these days, we're scared. We're not use screen guard and phone pouch, you know, to protect our phones.
Because it's becoming more fragile by the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he mentioned Oshodi-Oke. You know, if Lagos, since our memory together, you may quickly flash back to how Oshodi used to be. Mm. You see, we used to forget life very, very fast. Oshodi. Do you know how Oshodi used to be? You can't work with Oshodi. Oshodi, the beat soldiers. Oshodi was. How come we forgot so soon? Anyways, thank you for remembering that. I have a number of experiences at Oshodi, and that's why I just, as I mentioned Oshodi-Oke, I just flash back. Because then they tear my pockets. Oh, God.
Anyways. All right, Uche from Aja is calling. Okay. Hello, Uche.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Collins.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lego?
Hello.
Which?
Wait. It's Mr. Collins you want to greet, right?
Oh, not only Collins.
We off your mic now and tell you to get out of here, man. You will know what is happening. We shock
Ross,
you.
It's not off my mic, oh, please.
We will shock you like this.
Uche, please.
I trust Collins and I know he won't do that.
It's all right.
Collins is a person I've been listening to. I'm listening to your show. This is my fourth time of calling.
Wow. Welcome.
I can actually relate with the story Mr. Collins just shared right now.
Okay.
And, 2004, in fact, I will call it my first phone because it was a Triumph as well.
Okay.
So, but the funny thing was that the phone was one of my cousins that came back from Lagos then, mm-hmm. bought the phone.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, the phone wasn't working, but you know that time, you need to carry phone now. So, after I just collected the phone from him, after dressing up, I'll just put the phone inside my pocket. So, you get some point, you just bring it out. Show up the phone and put it back again.
But you know, receive call once for that phone.
Never receive call.
I know, right? Man, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Uche. Have a nice day.
Yeah. You too, yes. All right, great. You know, a lot of people still, they call his. Are you still the Collins?
Yeah, they're still very.
You fail to understand that.
I can excuse a lot of them. I mean, okay. They're so used to you. They love your energy. Uh-huh. They love your spirit. They love your vibe.
They love yours too.
No. For now. I mean, let's just. I mean, I understand that. I really do. It would take a while for you or for them to actually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Learn my vibe, love me for me.
Yeah. You know. And feel. I think they are. They just, he probably just calling for the first time. He probably did not know. He didn't even know that there's a co-host on the show.
Probably.
As it were.
Probably. So well, Edith is calling from Aja.
At 10:42, Edith. Yeah.
So sorry.
Sorry about that. We appreciate if you can call back. We're remembering together your first mobile phone.
Your very first mobile phone. Not to forget that you can send us your WhatsApp message. So if you've been trying to reach us on the phone lines and then it's not getting through, I know you want to scream WhatsApp, Lagos.
Wow.
But you can also drop your WhatsApp messages on 0809-597-5805.
Fantastic. On Twitter. Okay, Helen is here. Let's take Helen before we go back to Twitter. A lot of tweets.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Now, that's it. That's the spirit.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
Mr. Collins, the Checkers family. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Wow, I'm great to hear.
Oh, good.
Wow, we're happy. Let's talk.
Yeah. My first phone, mobile phone, was Nokia 3310. It was given to me by my uncle.
Aww.
But it was stolen from me.
Ah.
At the same Osho, UK.
Oh, ho. Oh, ho.
Wow. Wow.
But I'm still not saying that pissed you today.
It will be painful now. Osho did it. We're not smiling. Now, thank you so much.
I should you go look at this spot and check this very spot. I can't forget you so easily.
Because
I can imagine
you'll be able to eat for months. You may not. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Keep listening.
Yeah, have a great day.
And you too. Okay, guys, still very much, so much fun here.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. I mean, it's the legendary Oshodioki. Wow.
Oh boy.
There are a lot of messages on WhatsApp. But let's start with Enyola. Enyola from Lagos says, "What's up, Lagos? My first mobile phone was Nokia 1616, okay. Bought for me by my sister when I was in JSS2. I remember always playing the ringtone as music because that was all I it had to offer. And I was the phone girl in class." Oh my God, that's swimming. Yeah, I remember swimming ringtone. That's true.
Oh my.
Right. Let's see. Bashir from Lakowi says, "Collins, this is the ringtone on Nokia Asha series."
Okay, we're trying to send something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, he mentioned
what you play.
Yes.
This is Sukomi from Ago Palace Way. Says, yeah. My first mobile phone was Motorola. Hello, Moto.
He's right.
Okay, so Jimmy, let's see. Yomi from Lekki says, talking about ringtone, one, I put a ringtone on my girlfriend's phone, which was Taiwo Gbefore. I don't understand what he's saying.
Ah, Gbefu. Please, I don't. That, is that Yoruba? I think he's trying to write something in Yoruba.
I really cannot say that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I muttered that. And he says she was going
out. Okay, Gbefore. Gbefore, carry your phone. Yes.
Okay, Taiwo, Gbefore. Okay, and he says she was out with her father one morning and they were not driving. They were inside Molue. The phone started ringing and she did not know it was her phone. She said it was a surprise. All right, thank you for your message.
Okay.
I didn't really get that. So right. Daniel Onyx says, what's up, Lagos? Collins. Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Thanks so much for bringing back the ringtone. It brought back so much memories to me. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. All right, so we're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. You can also drop your comments there and view us live. You want to see her beautiful face?
You want to see his handsome face?
Yes, you could do that.
Why the pause? What's going on? Accept I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, today, and then at some point, we might be streaming Zane. Zane might just walk into the studio so that, you know, just walk in here is one. I won't say he's an adult.
He's a grown man.
Is he?
He actually does act like a grown man.
I'm telling you, he walks up to you as if he's
and he's talking to you like,
Anyway, so if you're streaming us on Facebook, you have an opportunity to catch a glimpse of how we look and possibly say hi and happy birthday to Zayn. Let's see if we can go back to the calls, but tweets will not let me just do that in peace. There was one heavy tweet here with pictures of an old phone, a Nokia phone.
That's a Sajem.
Oh, yeah, is this Sajem? Yes, Sajem and Nokia. Is this Sajem on the
Nokia,
side?
Hi, and
Sajem.
Then Microsoft.
What?
Lumia.
Ew. Wow. Ew. Ew. What's up, Lagos? He said first, Sajem, what you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Second, Nokia 3120
Classic.
Classic, all right. Mm-hmm. And then the third is Microsoft 433. That's Lumia. That phone that I say used to use solar. Mm-hmm. We've come a long way. It was like pencil. I don't know, the writings were like pencil, if you know the phone. Ah! Oh, my, oh, my. More tweets. Let's see. Another one coming in here. I mean, this is so interesting. I mean, you can only imagine how much memory this is bringing right now. I won't lie to you. So much memory. Let's see another tweet here and see if there's another call screened so we can run on that. I think Adio Ilori has a tweet right here.
It's the same message on WhatsApp. I think I'm taking that.
Okay.
You mentioned there was a ringtone on his girlfriend's... It's a girlfriend now, sister. Big phone.
Okay, they're the same guy.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's see this next caller coming on now, right after. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Who do we have this morning? Oh, la la. Oh, yeah. Okay, too bad we couldn't get that. So let's get a fix the sound for that. On WhatsApp, we have some messages.
Absolutely. Felix says, my first mobile phone was Nokia 330.
Okay.
It was unbreakable. I mean, what's going on? Why is it that we still... I mean, back in the day, we usually have phones that were strong enough. And, you know, even if you match and step on it or throw it on the floor, it's still, you know, it's still there. Sidekanpe, Ojabo, Kofo. Uh-huh. But, you know, these days, what's going on?
I think I have the answer.
What's the answer?
If you know Jabo and Four, how would you buy another one? Why do you think they always bring new phones? Why do you think because they want you to buy a new one.
Sell their market.
Oh, but spoil me. And these phones, by the way, the phones we're using, the common phones we're using right now, in case you know, I think we should have our gadget clinics one of these days again so we can talk about understanding our gadgets and our phones.
Mm.
These phones, they have expiry dates. And when they expire, okay.
Gabriel from Abule Ado, right?
Abule Ado, yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? How are you this morning?
How do you do?
I'm fine, Keke.
Take
care. I'm enjoying the program very well.
Great, great, great. Good to know.
I just want to say hi to you people.
Really?
Aww, that's sweet.
Is this your first time calling on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I can feel it. You were blushing. It's
Thank
good
you.
To have you here.
I love to get across to you.
Great. Wow. We're happy. We're happy you made it.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. Well, Gabriel feels happy, and we're happy he's happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tweets are coming in. Your first mobile phone. Now, we'll switch the conversation at the flip side of 11 to touch on, mobile phone addiction just a bit. Mm-hmm. Are you addicted? Are you worried? What are you doing to address it?
And, you know, the interesting thing is some of us are addicted, but are not aware that we're addicted to our phones. You know, there's the social media part. Of course, a lot of people get addicted. In fact, a lot of people are addicted to their phones, to social media, most especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm not sure they are aware. Subconsciously, they are addicted, but I'm not sure they are aware that they are addicted.
Do you think we're addicted to our phones?
I think we are.
Yes, I think we are.
We
sat one day, we're having a meal. We barely even took bites and we were on our phones for hours.
Yeah, we are. I think because things happening around the world now is digital. I mean, everything is digitalized these days. Mm. We have our meetings online. We have our, businesses online. So we're always on the phone trying to check what's happening, trying to check, or track our business or what have you. So I think, subconsciously, unknowingly, we're addicted to this device.
That's right.
God, help us.
And can we do without it? I don't think
we would be able to.
So we're addicted to something we can't do without. Oh, boy. That's a big problem.
It is.
Let's see who's on the line. What's up,
Lego? What's up, Lego?
Yes!
That was a lot of energy.
Jeez. Lovely family, couple. Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you,
Chooks.
All right.
How is the solo this morning and how do you feel?
It's solo is good. The traffic is beautiful, thank God. Okay. We have our ankara.
Nah. Oh, yeah.
You're taking it corner.
This one thing, I have a lot of memories, but let me just take the one that I remember. One day I was using the Sajem.
Okay.
Sajem, no SIM. That phone is magical. Do you know that phone, I don't have SIM, I don't make calls, only emergency call. I don't know how it connects to emergency call.
Wow.
No network.
It does. That's
how it is. I was in the library way back in university.
Uh-huh.
The phone, I put it in this timing for when I want to read. The phone started ringing, and the librarian came, put up the phone. That was where he made the biggest mistake. You know, there's one phone when you put it off, voila, deal.
Aha, you can't.
The off ringing, that's the sound it will make.
Oh my!
News and information
coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, those who know would know that ringtone. Those who know that phone would know that ringtone.
I've heard this before. If you don't recognize that, you soon recognize the one that you will recognize.
Absolutely.
Anyways, welcome back. It's 2 minutes past.
Welcome.
Absolutely. We're live in Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. No, I think it's time for us to move from Nigeria's number one for Talk to Africa's number one for Talk. Because Lagos is the biggest radio market in Africa. And we're number one in Lagos. That means we are the biggest by extension. We're the biggest radio station on the African continent. You know, I say that with all sense of responsibility.
You can say that.
We didn't get there in a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work, sleepless nights sometimes. Sheriff would be up maybe 3 a.m. and is here 5 a.m. making sure that you could get the best conversation. And then, you know, Jumidiso comes, kills it. And then we'll bring some craziness to spice it up. I want to use this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you to all Nigeria Info listeners.
And not to forget, there's a challenge ongoing.
Yep.
Tell us how much you love Nigeria Info.
Mm-hmm.
And we will choose the best, the most creative.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you would have the opportunity to join us on What's Up, Lagos.
To be a guest in the studio.
Yeah.
That's cream.
How cool is that? How cool is that?
Man, that's sweet, man. See, one-on-one. Anyways, don't toast my baby if you're a guy. But if I leave, you can toast me. Well, Lady D, we have to apologize to you. You were on the line for the longest time possible. Apologies. We'll have to go back to the phone lines in just a moment. We had to go on that break, and that's why it happened that way. Your first mobile phone. A lot of messages on WhatsApp, I must say. And I cannot wait to hear more from our listeners. Even on Twitter, a number of tweets have joined. Someone says, Siemens. And that's Sammy A2 exclusive.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. We have WhatsApp messages.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now. My first is coming from Toasting. Toasting says, my first mobile phone was Motorola T190, sent to me by my dad, and I was robbed. The same Osho Dioke. Wow.
Those who know Osho Di before, the people just got to Osho Di now and be moving around, strolling.
Wow.
You didn't hear it before. You can't hear jewelries, of course.
You can't walk around with jewelries.
They'll slice your ear.
Okay, let's see now. Idowu says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. My name is Idowu. My first mobile phone was a gem with an infrared transfer. I love the phone so much then. All I do was play games with it.
I'm telling you.
Let's see now. What's up, Lagos? This is a brilliant discussion. God bless you. My first phone was Nokia 5110.
Okay.
And it was a gift from my boss. Unfortunately, the phone was stolen from me the same day I go home. Wow.
That's what people are waiting for, to steal phones. Oh, man.
Okay. This person says, what's up, Lagos? Collins and Andrea. Good morning. Mine was a gem 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, SIM card was more expensive than phones.
Yes.
We didn't even mention that. Absolutely. You will buy a SIM card for like 25,000 naira.
And the phone maybe is 15. But mobile phones were actually expensive, Shao. Some people bought SIM cards up to 50K, but mobile phones were somewhere almost 100.
Hmm.
Remember those big, heavy phones? Ah, man. We've come a long way.
He says happy birthday to Zane, wishing him long life and prosperity. Thank you so much.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm also celebrating birthday. Like,
yes,
it feels like it's my birthday too.
Absolutely. Well, phone line still buzzing. WhatsApp messages plenty. We need to rush them and take as many as possible. We have to.
Stanley from Badori says, what's up, Lagos? Happy birthday to Zay. My first phone was Hello Moto.
All right.
Okay, great. Let's see. Daniel from Ikorodu says, Nigeria Info, hi. Collins and Andrea, come on. I didn't feel you guys. If I were a doctor, instead of prescribing drugs for patients like high BP,
depression,
ETC, I'll ask them to listen to What's Up, Lagos. I mean, you guys are the best. Thank you. That was so sweet.
Hey.
Thank you. Lanre says, good morning, Andrea and Collins. Teke, you guys are doing a wonderful job. My first mobile phone was Nokia. I can't remember the model. My dad gave it to me when I was in GS2 in 2008.
Wow.
My dad collected the phone from me when I,
Yeah.
Quickly now, Joseph. Okay, Joseph from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? My first phone was Nokia 6110. 6110, mm-hmm. Open and close. You remember that phone?
Yeah, I remember.
Right.
Oh, man.
The messages are a lot, actually. Still coming in. But we need to pick a few calls and also jump straight to our conversation
on
Techie Talk.
Absolutely. So, guys, for those who are just joining us, 0700-993-993 is the magic number through which you can reach us.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Wow, I'm happy.
Oh, wow. We're happy you're happy. What's your name?
All right, my name is Juliet. Call it from each other.
Ah, great to have you, Juliet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow,
my
really
first one was a flatbed.
Sorry?
I said my first one was a flatbed.
Flatbird.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Was that the name of the phone?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That was in 2006.
Okay.
At 12.
Did you say 2006?
That was 2006. Yes.
Six. Wow. Mm.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Great.
Great one.
Great, great. Chef.
Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Okay.
Right.
Still finding out what your first mobile phone was. And, talking on the side again, stylishly, asking yourself, are you addicted to your phone?
That's a very serious conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I can't say that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a deliberate effort for us to be conscious of it,
mm-hmm.
and try as much as possible to put it away,
mm-hmm.
and have physical contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enjoy ourselves physically, have physical relationships,
yes.
you know. Rather than always being on the phone.
Yeah.
But I don't want to believe that there's nobody on the surface of this earth in this time of day that is not addicted to the phones. Except maybe a generation that are not used to
the phone
gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hey, but you know, Corona is not even helping matters.
Absolutely.
Because we already, you know,
we can't
almost
have physical, yeah,
aha.
We're apart.
We already drawn apart. Corona now says
stay
the way
home.
To be together is to be apart.
Mm.
What a world at this time.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. And just to remind you, you know, on the 17th of this month, which is today, last year, you know, it was just 10 days after my son was born, or our son was born, that he now announced it is Corona.
Like
in Nigeria. So it's a double celebration. So yeah. If we come here, we're celebrating his birthday. Anybody that gave birth, especially
Before the lockdown,
mm-hmm. and you gave birth, even during the lockdown, or you gave birth in 2020, man, we need to give shout out to you. No, we'll clap for you.
You are doing well.
We'll clap for you.
You have done well.
I think we'll clap for you. Now, man, you be. Now, woman, you be.
I'm telling you.
Now, you might. Like, now, people, you be.
It's,
what?
Trust me. That period, I almost ran crazy. I almost ran crazy.
A lot of uncertainties. Oh, boy. Anyways.
Let's bring it back home.
We'll touch on some dangers that we encounter online.
Yes.
So we'll be looking at common cybersecurity
threats
to us, because the more we are addicted to our phones, the more we go online, the more we have issues with especially we're exposed to cybersecurity threats. So we try to look at a few of them, mm-hmm. and that conversation will see us, you know, do a survey to find out common cybersecurity threats that plague us in the 21st century.
Absolutely. And I think, we will actually delve more into this conversation, because mm-hmm. trust me, it's something that I feel like a lot of us are not conscious of. We mm-hmm. just seek links and we click on it. For instance, I got an email recently,
mm-hmm.
and this email was telling me I just got a scholarship.
Hmm.
Scholarship that I did not apply for.
Oh-ho.
What university like that is abroad? I did not apply for this admission, and I was congratulated that I now have a scholarship to go and study in the abroad. And this is me, because I am aware, I am informed, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if that email had gotten to somebody who is not informed,
uh-huh.
who is not, you know,
who does not know what
tech savvy or don't exactly know what that is, I'm sure the person will be so excited, like, yay, I don't define admission. No, how God he has done it. The person can even go to the church and give thanksgiving that God has answered his or her prayers.
That's right.
You know, and click on the link, and there you go. The person has access to your phone and has access to your data, and is ripping you off your hard-earned money.
Aha. Uh-huh. But also, there should be a message to those who do these things. You remember what happened to Invictus, right?
Yes.
Because he also, according to the FBI, he was also using phishing emails, which is an example
of
what was sent to you.
Yeah, true that.
To defraud people. And this mindset of when you hear cybersecurity is always somebody far away in another country, maybe somewhere in an island with a computer trying to get your details. That mindset has to change.
You will be shocked that it is the person in your compound
that you use his
That's
Wi-Fi.
That's your neighbor that you have clicked into his Wi-Fi. That is the person in your email.
Uh-huh.
Was the person having your data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. I remember when my Facebook was hacked. And I was just scared, who on earth would have had this my data? I got to find out that it was the guy that helped me open an email many years ago. His email was the backup email.
Yes.
Now, this guy had my details. Right? And he
Gloria, bless it is based on the blow.
I'm telling you.
You won't go steal.
He went to my Facebook, hacked my Facebook, was coming to my email. I was like, what is going on? Thank God for Sissy Nerd. Like,
yeah.
Thank God for Sissy Nerd.
Absolutely.
Really.
Anyways, guys, we'll start taking some calls, but that we'll give you an idea of some of the tips. We'll ask you questions, your own personal experience with your mobile phone, specifically with cyber security.
Absolutely.
Have you dealt with fraudster? Did they call you? Did they still call you to say hello? We're calling from your bank.
Your BVM.
You should change. Did they call you to link
your
NIN?
Because
or did they say there's palliative somewhere in your backyard? They want you to help you to get it.
But really, that's a serious talk.
Uh-huh.
You know, right now there's this NIN, you know, just going about. Link your NIN with your SIM card. Mm. Everybody's talking about it. In fact, I will tell you the truth. I don't have my NIN just yet. I mean, I've not linked it just yet, and I will do it definitely. Mm. But you know, a lot of people are, you know, by the day having this tension. Oh, I have to, so that my line will not be blocked. Let me quickly do this. And you know, I think that this cyber fraudsters
can take advantage
of this. They could call you up and tell you how you know, this is coming from your bank or this is coming from your network.
Mm.
We want to help you to link this. We want to send this and send that and blah, 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 blah. Please, guys, be careful.
Be careful indeed. So we'll talk about that more, but let's see if a number of calls can come in. So, guys, the conversations are just, they're adding up. More and more coming in. More and more. From my mobile phone.
It's all techie talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all gadgets.
Absolutely. From your mobile phone to your mobile phone addiction.
Yeah.
You will be thinking, you know, to cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And we'll be laying the foundation. We've laid the foundation. We'll also be getting to that gist full effect as we proceed. But first, this caller has been persistent. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Life. Oh my, oh my.
Oh my, oh my.
What up? How you doing?
I did fine, man. My energy, you know, it's small though.
I tell you.
Happy birthday to your boy.
Thank
Love, life, prosperity to him.
Amen.
You're going to be better than the ticket.
Yes, Emeno.
Yes,
Emeno. Emeno.
Oh, yes. So,
thank you.
Back to the matter. Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar.
You're not my man.
Nebuchadnezzar.
I like you.
I know, Fuma.
That's actually not my dialect. That's not actually my kind of Igbo. That's why.
It's general Igbo now, so everybody understand that.
No. You see, Owere Igbo is
different. Owere Igbo is different, though.
Me no understand Igbo now. They speak. Oh yeah, so for this one matter, my brother. Yeah, they say that even people will talk about turn and the booze, but as you know, when you go about turn, people at the phone will be at the back.
Mm.
When you were talking about SIM card was costly than phone now, phone SIM card are free.
Yeah,
that one day. Then I use N series Nokia, N series, or more those Indian phone, man.
Yeah.
And always, when you are talking about which you press phone, as in you press your hand, you see the thing.
Yeah.
Now 5G, 7G, now with the wait for now.
Now the way is
now. Now they know the conspiracy theory, anti-Christ, all this thing. With a stand, kuru for eye. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So let's see how it happens.
What's up?
Let's go.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, my baby. Thank you, Ebukai.
You know.
Mr. KK.
Yes, who are you?
Mr. KK.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Nice. Happy to speak to you this morning. Good morning, bro.
Good morning to you. Oh, la la. Anyways, thank you for the love. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for calling. We just appreciate you, don't we? But, you know, this conversation is really sweet. Really sweet, too. It's hitting me for body. Because many memories every day. Guys that will carry a phone that does not work like me to go and check, babe. Babes that will be fall for the phone that does not work. Did you see the lights? You just see because the guy has phone those days. Ah. Oh, and you see that you're laughing at our mom is. Because one guy actually checked a picture of, you know, how our dads used to look. Mm-hmm. In the, you know, when they go to club, the kind of dressing they have. Mm-hmm. It's now vintage. I would love to do it. But at that time, you almost want to ask our mom that, what do you see? But it was the swag at the time.
Yeah.
So our time changes from time to time.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Next calls. Of course, more calls coming in. I'm sure we have a lot of WhatsApp messages. I'm very sure about that.
We do.
Absolutely. So, but let's see if we can take a few more before this next call gets screened properly. And all right. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. It's taking too long. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello, good morning. Are you there? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Yes, Collins, I'll be trying to get across.
Finally, you're here.
Yeah, well, I'm not a first call, I do.
Okay, great to know.
Yeah. My first one was Nokia 1110.
1110.
Yeah, I bought it. I think I bought it 17,000 then, or thereabouts.
Oh, boy.
My first line was Glow as well.
What year was that?
That was 2005.
Mm. Wow. 70K that year could be like 200K now.
I swear, now better money. I hope head to head.
You have to challenge me.
Friday.
It's on Friday. Friday we'll play it.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to hit that 10,000.
You want to win? Say winner, oh, winner.
I won't play head to head. You have to revise the Friday. Now Friday, I won't get you.
No, you get it. Have faith. Don't give up. Have faith. Thank you so much. So Friday, we have the family game. So you can choose either to play Andrea's game or my game.
Absolutely.
My game is always hard. Mine is
easy. It's not. It's not at all. Trust me. So guys, please tell us. Mm. Tell us. Your very first phone that you used, right? I mean, tell us which brought back memories for you.
Right.
Also, are you addicted to your phone?
Yeah.
Are you addicted? I've been asking, and I also been saying that I don't think we have anybody that would say they are not addicted. No. I mean, that's if you don't have a phone, if you don't have a gadget. I don't think you would tell me that you're not. You receive calls every day, except you don't receive calls. Mm-hmm. If you're on WhatsApp, I'm sure you receive messages on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on, what's it called now? Instagram, I'm sure that you check pictures on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on Twitter, I'm sure that you tweet and check other people's tweets as well. If you're on Facebook, I'm sure that you connect with your friends on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
If you are where now?
Clubhouse.
If you're on I'm sure you have conversations on Clubhouse.
On Tinder.
I'm sure that you get a hookup on Tinder.
Or maybe, IMO. IMO, please. Those of you calling that app IMO, please. Not IMO State.
Yeah, I'm sure that you have one app or the other, one social media app or the other on your phone that you are, you know, engaged with. Yeah. Some one way or the other, you are there on your phone and it keeps bringing you back to go and check, oh, I posted something. Let me go and see how many likes I have. Mm. Or I wrote something. Let me see who has commented on that. So, yeah, I think to some extent, a lot of us are addicted. We are always on our phone.
Okay, and that's true. And what are we doing? How can we improve? You know, how can we break out of it?
Is it possible?
I think it's possible. I think it is.
How?
I think what can be done is you deliberately choose to take a break.
Yeah.
For example, except if you're used that. To listening to Nigeria Info on your mobile phone, you just go to the app, you know, and so we'd love you to be on the app, especially when we're on all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. But there are days because you want to take a break, you just listen to it on a normal radio.
Mm-hmm.
You get normal radio, you can put your earpiece if you want,
yeah.
and just listen to radio. And, you know, have that imaginary experience again,
yeah.
aside from, you know, being on your phone all the mm-hmm. time, being distracted and all that.
That's true. Talking about being, you know, like being deliberate, something I did months ago, I went off social media and mm-hmm. it was a deliberate thing. I took a break off social media and that's because I wanted to just get my sanity back, being a new mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing a lot of things at the same time and still trying to keep up with activities on social media. Mm-hmm. I looked at it that social media isn't giving me as much impact at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take it off. What I did was I put off my data.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure that I was not receiving or, you know, dropping any message that mm-hmm. has to do with the internet. I put off my internet completely. It was receive calls, pick calls.
Mm-hmm.
That was basically what I was doing. I had, you know, books that I was, you know, I had to catch up with. I took my time to read books
mm-hmm.
and, you know, watch a television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sat and watched the television. Those were my favorite shows. Yeah, those were deliberate things I had to do. I'm not exactly a PJ Masks fan, but I'm a SpongeBob fan. Yeah, so I had to deliberately watch those shows. I had to deliberately, you know, take myself and my mind off that with my phone. So the only thing I did was to pick and receive calls. So that's being deliberate.
In fact, I have to copy that. But when will I do it?
All you do it.
When you're
hot, you have businesses, exactly. But you know, I had to put up a message that I was off. If anybody wanted to reach me, there's my email and there's my WhatsApp. What's it called? My phone number where you can send a text message or you put a call through. I think we've become too used to WhatsApp that if you don't see people there, you only send a message there. And if the person does not respond, you're not responding to my message. How about you send a text message? It's just 4 naira. How much? Send a text message or put a call through.
I actually take you seriously if you send a text message as against sending a WhatsApp.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I have that
same feeling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see who is here. Hey. All right.
Oh boy.
Okay, you know, just when. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Before we need to go on the break. Hello.
What's up? What's up with you?
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up?
This is
Mr. Sunday calling from Ikeja.
Sunday from Ikeja.
Let's talk, Mr. Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to be with you this morning.
Where have
you been? Yeah. How was the night?
Very well. Good. How was yours?
Everybody, it was okay. And everybody in the studio, my regards.
All right.
I've been enjoying your programs.
Uh-huh. Mm,
thank you.
You are making everywhere life in Lagos.
Uh-huh.
And let me say, as you continue, I believe that you still make the world lively also.
Yes. Mm.
The time I started using phone was in 2009. I was in school then.
Okay.
Thanks to my late brother, who was the one who bought that phone for me.
Uh-huh.
He's late now.
Uh-huh.
He late in 2015. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He bought Nokia 105 for me then, at the rate of 4,000 naira.
Wow.
So when he sent the money to my account, he sent about 10,000 to my account. I was very happy because then, at that year, when I had 10,000 on my head, girls flew. I said, "What?
What?
Man, don't send this money like this."
You have to go
to the bank.
Okay.
And the most funny aspect of it, I don't believe the day he sent the money, it was in the night.
Okay.
So I could not sleep till daybreak.
You would sleep. When you want to buy food?
Yes, I was calling. As if you know what is in my mind. I was sitting. I was. Made the break now, Ben. What time is it? I had to rush in the morning and get the phone. So when I got the phone, there was a ringing tune. You were playing the time.
Yeah.
The program started. That music ringing tune.
Wow.
That ringing tune was in my phone.
Yeah.
That was the ringing tune I was listening to then. After that, I now diverted to this.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, great. I mean, really interesting. messages on WhatsApp. Still a lot of them.
Absolutely. Edozie Dean Naji says, what's up, Lagos? Happy birthday to Zane. Wish him a beautiful life ahead. Thank you. He says, The techers always making my day. My first phone was a Nokia 3310. I bought my first SIM for 50K.
Uh-huh. That's all.
I'm sure when I say like 25K, some people are like, 25K, what is she talking? What is she talking?
And all it was right. A pride to have a mobile phone. Chai. Yeah. Life. Okay. This wasn't long ago.
Okay, this person sends a lot of pictures. It says, my first phone was Motorola Starter.
Okay.
Was a flip phone, and you could pull the aerial up with, like a transistor radio. Okay, it says, from there to Nokia E90 communicator.
Okay.
Someone stole my Nokia communicator from me the day I was coming into Lagos to resume NYSC. He said, I nearly died because...
You woke up, Fuga, for Lagos.
He said, I fell ill. He woke up shy. That's what Lagos show up.
It was before I entered Lagos.
Okay. Oh, man. So he says, I became ill. I was admitted for 4 hours. Wow. They later said I had malaria and typhoid. Turn off. Oh, my God. No, the story has not ended, though. There's more. Okay. He said, I was in a bus from Oshodi to Sele. Once I lighted, I don't see my phone again. Panic attack. He said, but I thank God I survived. This is coming from Ian.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I had to laugh. Typhoid, I'm going to hold you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It had to be the most painful thing for you to miss your phone. Do you know what phone was? Phone? Hey, this one I was saying, we just pick my phone and just moving around, drop it, break like 4 of my screens, or my mobile phone screens, and we not care. This. Parents will want, they can send you to body house.
You can imagine what my dad felt when my mom sat on his phone. The very first triumph that he came to the house and we're all dancing, we're jubilating. And my mom sat on this phone. The phone exploded. Like, the screen.
your dad.
My dad, I mean, he just...
That home has many minutes. If I is in that home. Anyways, it's half past 11. That's 11:30. Mm-hmm. And I think we should, touch on this very important matter on cybersecurity before we wrap up the show finally. But you can keep the phone coming. Let's share your mobile for your first mobile phone. You still can send us a message.
Yeah.
But don't call us for that just yet.
And
send
are you addicted to your phone?
Uh-huh.
Are you addicted to your phone? Let's ask ourselves that sincere question. Uh-huh. Look at your cell phone.
Am I addicted?
Am I addicted? Truly. I mean, if you can really answer that question sincerely, then we can find a way to help you, or you can also help yourself not to be addicted anymore, or try to give yourself a break.
Just take a break. Drop the phone for a drop your phone. If I should do a campaign, drop your phone for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Mobile phone addiction is a major thing around the globe. It's said that, you know, even in Nigeria, it's a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that, I mean, more than 80 or 83% of those who use mobile phones are addicted to it in a dangerous way. There's good addiction. You could be addicted to something and it's mild, you know. But we're talking about in a dangerous way, that your mobile phone pretty much has become the god. You know, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is find your phone. You know, you before you even say, thank you, God, you have checked your phone. Let me check
WhatsApp
Instagram.
Message.
Let me check WhatsApp. All of you can relate to this. Sometimes, middle of the night, you wake up, where's my phone? It's your phone. I'm speaking to myself, yeah, because sometimes it happens.
It happens.
You know, but...
I mean, we can't even deny, yes.
And it comes with dangers. It affects productivity. Sometimes you might think that you're doing so much, but if only you could just step back. That's talking to myself too, guys.
I'm glad you could just step back and try
and make it, because sometimes I get distracted along my mobile phone.
Yeah.
And people still be telling me that I don't reply messages.
Let me tell you what Collins does on his phone. Should I cast him?
Cast. Well, many.
Should I cast this using comfort watermelon, but what juice? Okay, so I would tell you what he does on his phone. Now, Collins is most times on YouTube watching the UFC.
Okay.
Yes. Or he's scrolling through Instagram watching hilarious videos.
Good.
Yeah.
So that
you can watch at the expense of what? At the expense of what? Now, I'm like, Collins, but you have not attended to this. Okay. The next minute, Collins is back watching that same thing. What? Like, how? Why? I don't get it. So, yeah, he gets, I think you are.
Yeah.
It's something you need to work.
I think I'm more addicted too, but not like you're a saint.
I'm not. I can't lie. I'm not, truthfully, but I know when to draw back. Yeah. I don't think you have taken that time to draw back. Have you?
I will. I just learned today again. Mm. I'll do that.
Don't worry. Leave your businesses in my hands.
Okay.
I would manage them
handle
for
that.
You.
I trust you would.
I need you to take a time out.
Some time break. Yeah. Okay. 11:33. That's what the time says. So, our gist on cybersecurity. So we're just going to ask you, if you've had any encounter with cyber fraudsters or cybers, what do you call them?
Mm.
Yes. Have you been called lately? Did you receive a text message? Did they say you have won? Because now that a lot of people are looking for winnings, people want to win.
Visa lottery. People are trying to fly out of the country. Canada, here I come.
Uh-huh. were you duped lately? Sorry about that. Would you like to share so that others can learn? Those are some of the questions we're asking. And this conversation will be guided by a few statistics and facts that we try to mention as you proceed this wonderful day. Like we mentioned at the beginning, that we try to do a bit of a survey on the common cybersecurity threats that plague the 21st century. And we'd also do an assessment of the audience knowledge. That's you, Lou, for example. Now, everyone that is listening to us from wherever, whether it's on YouTube, on Facebook, or wherever you are, whether you're listening to us live on your radio, in your car, we try to know your knowledge of cybersecurity. Do you know what cybersecurity is? Mm-hmm. Do you know what a cyber threat looks like?
Exactly.
Do you know what it sounds like? Because he has voice. He has everything. So we try to find
smell.
Out.
Mm-hmm. You can know.
And the funniest thing is that various researchers have admitted that the cyber crime has been reported to be something that, a major trend that is gradually, or let's say it has grown, into something that has penetrated, many lives through the internet, as it were. And owing to this fact, indeed, cybercrime, according to the United Nations, covers all forms of behaviors. Not just behaviors, illegal behaviors directed by means of electronic operations that target security of computer systems and data processed by them.
Mm.
Now, the data is where you come in. When you say, what do they want to do with my date of birth? What do they want to do with my... They need it. Some people want to buy it.
Yeah.
Data. The data is not only the one you used to browse. Mm. Your information is money.
That's
to some
the real
people.
Data, actually.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's the real data. So now, based on this, so we say, okay, let's even talk. Even some security reports, that revealed that the growing number of cyber security reported incidents involving Africans is so alarming. So that means you might think, don't say it's far away, it's not someone that has money they want to dupe. It's much more than that. More Africans are falling victim to cyber attacks. And that's worrisome.
It's actually really worrisome because when you look at it, it is Africans that are actually duping or defrauding Africans.
Yeah.
Right? It's not either we've gone past the Oyibo, Naibo, then they dupe us.
Then they dupe anybody.
We're duping ourselves.
Even my mind, the market. Yeah. You know how many fake alerts?
True.
That's how this guy is walk. He used to live somewhere in the Jakondi. His job was to call people on phone and order from Alaba.
Mm.
You order some products, sometimes 100K, 200K, you call them, and when it's time for delivery, he will sound as a good customer. That one serve is still cyber, because that's what they call, vision? Yeah. True voice, phone.
Mm.
You will call and say, order for products, you come, you turn you around.
Show fake alerts.
You turn you around until it's night. you now show fake alerts, you go home, and then bam, the number will not go again, and that's the end of your product. So there are people being defrauded even right now, as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we find this very important to talk about.
Also, I want to also ask, what are the steps? How can you protect yourself? How can you protect yourself from, you know, this cyber
attacks?
Yeah, attacks. How can you protect yourself? Do you even know what it is to protect yourself from these people? And just like what Collins also mentioned earlier, when you see a potential fraud messages, or email, how can you tell that this is not true?
Uh-huh.
How can you tell that this particular email they sent me nah. Now, why you?
So that's why you in it.
There's fraud. This person is trying to defraud me. How can you even tell?
You know, a lot of things. There's so many things. The truth is, if we stay today and start giving you tips from now to tomorrow, as good as those tips are, there would only be information to you. The work you have to do is be vigilant. When you go online, don't expose yourself that easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, everyone can be hacked. Anybody. Anybody's account can be hacked. Anybody can suffer cyber attacks. So, but the worst you want to do is giving them the opportunity to attack you.
Hmm.
You know, I love the way Cicinet gets to put it from time to time that, you know, it's like locking your door and leaving the key outside. If you have a weak password, for example, or you do not take two-factor authentication to, you know, block all your account. These are simple steps that you can take at least for base level, you know.
Also, be careful with links that you click on and installing apps that are not from your Google Play Store.
Very, very important. Because apps on the Play Store, most are verified and they are traceable. And you can at least ask Google, say, how far, why do you put it here if you know? And then you can go each of your platform, the platforms you use, whether Google or Instagram, or this tip is very important. Google, Instagram, or any platform, LinkedIn, they always have information about how to protect your account, how to be safe online. Don't be carried away with the activities and not pay attention to some of those things. For example, Google has a number of courses that they give people to teach them how they can enjoy their products and you know, be safe from these attacks. And Yahoo has the same. So you can take advantage of these by finding out, do the research for yourself. You know, not only Instagram, find out stuff that can improve you. So let's find out if anyone has got comments on how they handle cyber threats. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
How are you doing, my brother Colin?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. In the traffic, but no worry, you guys are keeping my company. Andred, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to talk with you.
Same here.
I remember vividly my first phone, Triumph.
This Triumph is legendary.
Honestly, I remember that, you know, was very expensive. And also, the line was expensive. I bought the line, was around that 16,000 naira in 2001. And, you know, the phone was about, everything together, I remember vividly, was around 40,000 naira.
Wow.
It was crazy then, mad.
I'm sure that's a lot of money. A lot of money back in the day.
I'm telling you, man, a lot of money there, man. Almost 50K. 50K in 2001.
That would be like, go reach 1 million now.
That one I confirm money.
50K that big money, yo. That year. Oh, boy.
How you guys doing, man?
We're very happy to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
You guys are making people happy, man.
Thank you.
Giving joy, giving, you know. I don't know what to say again.
That's the idea.
Bringing peace to this, you know, the atmosphere, you know. Even though you are going, I'm in the big traffic, but I'm still enjoying you guys. I'm
talking
with you.
Fun
being what you're doing. You're changing lives.
Thank you so much.
You're helping people that are down in their mind, you know, going through a lot of trauma. This Lagos,
At least you're contributing, you're really impacting and influencing the listeners. And I'm part of that. And I really want to say thank you. Really appreciate it, bro.
Thank you so much. You. This is it, man. If we had nothing else to say on the show, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, but that was really, really inspiring. We just come here to have fun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're happy that this fun makes you have fun and also inspires you to be positive and
stay happy.
And stay happy. That's the most important thing. Be happy, yo. Be happy. Anyways, happy birthday, Zane, again.
Yes. Hey, God. Yes. Oh, God.
The boy is one. Hey, yeah. And if your child was born today in history.
Yes, say, if your child was born today. Oh, God. I have a soft spot for you already.
All right.
I have a soft spot for you.
My co-host on The Power Solution, Weba.
Yes.
Dr. Weba's son, his birthday is tomorrow.
Already?
He mentioned
that
on Monday.
True.
And yes, we also use this to say happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
When tomorrow comes, we'll do a special shout out. And to everyone. And I know that not long from now, Cairo's birthday will be coming very,
absolutely.
Very soon. You'll find out who Cairo is as we move. But hey, for now, we're celebrating Zane and indeed talking cybersecurity.